We are in Siman Reish Mem Vov. Let us go over quickly Siv Dalet. Yisrael Shehisker Shvorim Leini Yehudi Lachresh Bahem V'chayresh Bahem. A Yisrael that rented out Shvorim to Agoi V'chayresh Bahem, and his Chayresh Shabbos also, which is a big problem of Shvises Behime. Yesh matirim im kibol olav heini Yehudi achayis mise ugzeilo ugneve. If the goy was, it's the yid's behime, but the goy was mekabel achayis, responsibility if the behime will die. This is not a normal seicha. A seicha doesn't have all these responsibilities. In kibolov and Yehudi achayis mise ugzeila ugneve viyukra vizula. I think viyukra vizula means as follows: that let's say when he got the behemah, it was worth $1,000, and when he returns the behemah, so if the behemah is worth $800, the goy is going to give him $200. So the goy has responsibility on the zayil also, that since it became cheaper in my rishus, I'm going to pay you the $200 plus the behemah. And yukra, I think, means if it's worth $1,200, I think the yid will give him $200. That means legabi yoyka v'zayil, it's the goy's. Legabi yoyka v'zayil, so that means legabi many things, he's like a bailim. He's a bailim that if anything happens with it, he has complete responsibilities. He's a bailim that if it was zoil, you can't say hareisha loch lefanecha, take back your behemah. No, we consider you gave me a behemah that's worth $1,000. I have to pay you back $200. And v'yukre means that fakert, if it became more expensive, you have to give me $200 now. So all these halachas, the first day he holds, it gives him a din bailim. The goy is a bailim, since he has all responsibilities, and he possesses the yoyker, and he's mechuyev to pay for the zoil. So we consider this is kemat the goy's behemah, because the goy has many characteristics of a bailim.
If it's yokra, let's say the yid doesn't have the money at the end of Shabbos, whatever, the goy could keep it.
Well, he owes him $200. He owes him $200. That means that
the opinion, it still wouldn't be opinion of the
right, wouldn't be his.
He just owes him money. That these are responsibilities, Saimitzad, the maskil Saimitzad, the Seicher, which show in reality that the goy is a pretty much of a bailim. V'yesh ha'imrim, even though all these responsibilities exist, the kivin she'ein ha'eini yehudi yochel le'mochrim yirse, but this he can't do. That means, what if the guy wants to sell it? So then the maskil tells him, Anshuldik, it's my behemah, you can't sell it. Nikreis behemas Yisrael, so it's called, that means it's still the yid's behemah. So Mamela, if the guy will work with it on Shabbos, the yid will be over on Shvises behemtam. That's Siv Dalet. Now we'll see Siv Hay. Im Yisrael ve'eina Yehudi shutfim bebehema. Yisrael and Agoi are shutfim bebehema. They bought a behema b'shutfis. We're talking about a behema. This is only behemas. Im Yisrael, no, the behema is not a machine. Is not a behema. Im Yisrael ve'eina Yehudi shutfim bebehema. Vayisrael and a goy are shutfim in a behemah. Muta lasser by a behemah b'shutfis. Muta lasses bo'ene Yehudi meloche b'shabbos. So the goy will be permitted to do meloche in Shabbos al yedei. Sheyasne im ha'ene Yehudi B'tchilek shekano oisam sheyitayl ha'ene Yehudi b'Shabbos b'Yisrael b'yayim chayl. Now, this is a glata heta. A goy and a yid want to buy a behemoth. The behemoth is worth $1,000. Each one is giving $500. So they make up between themselves. They make up between themselves for 5 days of the week. We are shutfim in the behemoth. Shabbos, it's completely yours. Sunday, it's completely mine. So Memele, so then it comes out, and that's how it was bought. That's how the Shutfis set itself. That's the partnership. So Memele, so it comes out Shabbos when the Goy is working with the Behemoth, it is his Behemoth. There's no Shaila. So there's no Shaila of Shvisas Behemtoi. So if they'll make such a Shutfis, and they'll speak out in the beginning, this is the Shutfis, 5 days we're Shutfim, and there's a Chalukas Hayomim of 2 days, Shabbos it's the Goyis, and Sunday it's the Yids, it's Muta Lechatchile. Betchile Shekonu, let us see the Mishnah Berure, the Nimtso, the Leiknuya HaBehema LeYisrael Klal B'Yom HaShabbos. So when the Behema was purchased, the Yid never purchased the Behema on Shabbos. It's B'Shutfis for 5 days and his on Sunday. Va'oz, now if this was the agreement B'Shas the Kinyan, there are two Kulas. Kula number one, Mutorim afilu lachloik b'shavet. They are permitted, if they don't say anything, we learned in the beginning of the Sif, if they don't mention any cheshbonis, and they'll say, we're shutfim, the behemah made a profit of $700 a week, each one should take $350 on cheshbonis. And this is permissible because that means Bein Bozeh Mishum Schar Shabbos. There's no Schar Shabbos because that what the Goy is giving him, let's say the Goy made $100 on Shabbos and he's giving him $50 of the $100, that's not Schar Shabbos because the behemoth belonged to the Goy on Shabbos. He's giving him $50 a matone. He doesn't owe him anything. If they made this agreement, we shoot for him for 5 days, it's the Goy's on Shabbos and mine on Sunday. If the Goy made $100 on Shabbos, the Yid made $10 on Sunday. And they decide, let's divide everything we shoot for without making cheshbonis. So this is a hetogomo. That means this is not a contradiction to the Oifen HaShutfis. That means Me'ikar Adin, they didn't have to divide up equally. They could really make a cheshbon that, let's see, how much profit was Shabbos, that belongs completely to the Goy. How much profit was Sunday, that belongs completely to the Yid. But if they agree without bestoma, without any cheshbonis, why, what, and when, let's divide equally. They can divide equally, and then there's no shaila whatsoever of schar Shabbos, that the Yid is getting the schar Shabbos, because the money, the 100,000 that was made Shabbos, belongs completely to the Goy. If he's giving him $50 of that, he's giving him a matana, this is not schar Shabbos. Gemara Shekosav Simen Reish Mem Hei Sif Beis. Number one. Number two, V'gam da'oz, if this agreement was made, that 5 days we shutfim, Shabbos it's the Goyish, Sunday it's the Yid, afilu im achayish shneyem b'shove kol yemois ashua bein b'chol bein b'shabbos muta. They made up, when they made the whole shutfis, they made up the responsibility, whatever will occur with the behemah the whole week, we will split up the responsibility. So, Be'emison, it's like this. Shabbos, if something happened Shabbos, so theoretically, why should the Yid be responsible? It's the guy's behema on Shabbos. The guy's behema died on Shabbos. If something happens Sunday, there's no reason for the guy to be responsible. It was the Yid's behema on Sunday. Af al pikein, if both of them were mekabo responsibilities, this is not a contradiction to the shutvus that was made. They want to be mekabo responsibilities. That means these two halachas are telling us that even though dividing it up equally and having equal responsibilities really does not stem with the shutvus the way it was made, these two things does not stem, because there's no reason they should have equal responsibilities all 7 days, since the Friday, Shabbos belongs to the guy and Sunday belongs to the Yid. There's no reason that they should divide up the profits equally, since Shabbos belongs to the guy and Sunday belongs to the Yid. But if they do it, we can live with it. And if not considered, that shows that the whole shutvus was an omer. They didn't mean what they said. No, these two things do not contradict the shutvus, and this is glat kosher. Now let us go. That is, if when they purchased it, they made such a shutvus, such a partnership. Vimloi hisnu mitchila. Also, if they did not make this tanai, so that means they bought it b'shutfis for 7 days. They didn't say we shutfim for 5 days. It's the goy Shabbos and the Yid Sunday. They bought it with shutfim, so we shutfim for all 7 days. V'imloi hisnu mitchila also. Af al pi shehisnu achar kach. Now, I'd like to mention something now, which is a merdeke sharetzion, and with this we'll understand there are two mahalchim to understand the lashon of the mechaber. Now, im loy hisnu mitchile. Also, if they did not make any tanai, so we can learn two ways what this means. One way we could learn the imloy his, and the Mishnah Berurah and over here did not say this pshat. Later he'll bring down such a pshat, but let's learn like this now. Vimloy hisnu mitchile. If they did not make a tanai, so they shoot them for 7 days. They shoot for 7 days, and the guy is working on Shabbos. Now the guy is working on Shabbos, so we have a big problem. Half of the behemoth belongs to the Yid, and the guy is working with his behemoth, half the behemoth. Also, so it's also, al shvisas behemtai. That's one way we can learn, and we'll go a little further. Af al pi shehisnu achakach, and then he's saying a chiddush that even though we made a tnai as follows. Listen, we should fit. It's ours for 7 days, but we will make up with us a chalukis hazmanim, how to use it. I'm a you're a goy, so you'll work with it Shabbos, and I'll work with it Sunday. So that means like this. I'm not saying we shoot him for all 7 days. We can be shoot for him, but now how will it be used on Shabbos and Sunday? So we made up. You'll work with it on Shabbos, and I'll work with it on Sunday. Now perhaps there would be a svarit to say, even though it's the Yid's behema on Shabbos, but since the rights of usage belong to the goy, that was Dotmach, you work Shabbos, I'll work Sunday, so perhaps this is mutter. There's no problem with Shvisas Behentai. It's Takim my behemoth, but we should him, and he has the right to use it on Shabbos. I have the right to use it on Sunday. So perhaps one might think that makes it flat kosher. Listen, So that's the second halacha. Af al pi shehisno achakach, it's still also. So the way we are now learning pshat and the Mechaber is saying, v'imiloi hisno mitchile, if they didn't make any tnai, so tzicha also. The yid has a shutras in the behema on Shabbos. The guy is working with the behema, so but he's working with that. He doesn't want to work. He's working. So memela tzichel asal shvisas behemta. And then he says, afal pisha hisno achakach. You'll work Shabbos. So they made a chalukas hazmanim in the shimush of the behema. You work the whole Shabbos. I'll work the whole Sunday. Afal pikin it's still also. Because it's still the Yid's Behema on Shabbos. So maybe you're working with the Yid's Behema. That is one way we can learn Pshat. This is not the first case. The first case was when the whole Shutfus was with Shutfum for 5 days. It's yours for Shabbos and mine for Sunday. So there was no Shutfus on Shabbos and Sunday. That's a Heta Gomel. That is the first case what the Mechaber says. That was in Hisnu. That was in Hisnu. Sheyasim and Yehudi, Shekonoway, Sheshitel and Yehudi, B'Shabbos, V'Yisrael, B'Yemchel. That means it's your Shabbos and mine Sunday. It's your Shabbos and mine Sunday. That's Mutta, that's Etagoma. Imloy Hisnu, so it's ours 7 days of the week. So it's also. So when the guy works with it on Shabbos, it's also because he's working with a Yiddish Beime. And a Filu, they made up. Afilu, they made up that you're going to work Shabbos and I'll work Sunday, but it's still also because it's still the Yid's Behemah and the Zeisah of Shvisas Behemtai. That's one way we can learn Pshat. Now we can learn a second way Pshat, and the Mishnah Berurah here is going to say the second way. In Shalatzion he mentions the first way, and later he'll mention the first way. There's a second way we can learn Pshat. Amor de Kipshat. There's a Muridike Rivosh. The Rivosh says, if I have a shutvis with a goy, we shutvim in the behemah. And the goy mitzad his bailus in the behemah, I'll shutvim, he has a right to work with it. I mean, he's a shutv. In such a case, there's no iser of shvises behemtai. Not so ever. The whole din of Shvisas Behemta means if it's my behemah, so I have to make sure the behemah shouldn't work on Shabbos. But if the goy has a shutvis in the behemah, so it's his behemah also. So the Torah can't tell me I have to see that the behemah should be shavis. If the guy has an ownership also, he's a shutiv. So there's no issa bechlal of Shvisas Behemtai. Period. So this is a shitas harivosh that by shutves akum there's no din of shvises behemtai. So then we will learn pshat as follows. We'll see. Let's learn again the lashon of the Mechaber. Ve'im loy hisnu mitchila. If they didn't make this tnai mitchila osa, so it was osa lechatchila to make such a shutvis. That means you're buying a behemoth that you're making that will have to work Shabbos. So it's osa to do such a thing. But later there's no issa of shvises behemtai. And afal pi shehisnu achakach, it will be also because of schar Shabbos. And now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'im loy hisnu mitchila. If they did not sifkot mechav gimel. Im loy hisnu mitchila la'achar shenishtatfu. After they became shutvim. Omar loy, he told them. Toil ato b'Shabbos v'ani kenegdecho b'chol. And that's the second thing what it says. Afal pishishnu achakach v'ani kenegdecho b'chol. Af im noima she'ein iser bozeh machmas shvisas behemtoi. We will say there's no iser of shvises behemtoi, kivin sheyesh le'ene Yehudi chelek bo. that the goy is a chaylik in it, so there's no isa of shvisas behemta. I'm not mitzuvah to see that the behema should be shavis if a chaylik of the behema belongs to the goy and he has a right to work with it. Kibin sheyesh leini yehudi chaylik bo va'al kol chay shal Yisrael oise malache, he can do malache al kol chay shal Yisrael. So since he can do malache, there's no mitzvah on the yi to see that the baim should be shayvis. Mikol makim also, it's still also not al shvisas behemtoy. So here the Mishnah Berurah is saying pshat in the mechaber. The minute they are shutfim, there is no issa of shvisas behemtoy. It is still osa. Why is it osa? The b'chol zeh hu neitel yoim echad keneged yoim haShabbos, v'havi schar Shabbos shaloi behavlo. So that means that if they had made up that you'll work Shabbos and I'll work Sunday, so it comes out we have a behemah hamishutefes. The guy worked and made $100 Shabbos with the behemah. I'm going to work Sunday, and I'm going to make $100 with the behemah. Now the guy will let me keep the whole $100 of the Sunday work because he worked Shabbos on my behemah, which is half mine, so he owes me $50. So he's paying me $50 by letting me take the complete Sunday profit. That's what he's doing. If we made this up, you'll work Shabbos, I'll work Sunday. So there's an Isser of Schar Shabbos. So that is Pshat. This is how the Mishnah Berurah Daval is learning Pshat in the Mechaba. Again, this is a mahalach that by shutfas akum there's no iser of shvisus behemtay. V'im lo hisnu mitchila, ela la'acher shenishtatfu. After they became shutfim omalei, he told them teilato b'shabbos. You work the whole day Shabbos. And you're working on a behemoth that's half mine, and really, you owe me money for working with my behemoth. And I'll work vani kenegdecha b'chayil, and I'll work Sunday. And so the $50 that you made on my behemoth Shabbos, I'll take it back on Sunday. So it comes out af im noima. So filu, we will assume she'ein isa b'zamach mashvises behemtoy. We will assume there's no isa of shvises behemtoy. Kiven sheyesh la'eini Yehudi chelik bo. Since the goy has a chelik in the behemoth, so in such a case, va'al kol chay shel Yisrael oisa malachi, he can do malachi with the behemah, al kol chay shel Yisrael, because he's a shutif in the behemah. So by shutvis akum, there's bechlal no iser of shvisis behemah. Mikol mokim, also if they were masna later, and they said that you'll work Shabbos, you'll take, and I'll work Sunday, and I'll take all the Revochim Sunday. Mikol mokim osa, if they were masne, the b'chol zeh noitel yom echad keneged yom haShabbos. He's taking all the Revochim of Sunday, keneged all the Revochim that the goy took Shabbos. Vavischar Shabbos shaloi bahavlo, and that is osa. So this is how the Mishnah Berurah is learning the Vayel Pshat from the Mechaber, that Shutvis Akum is osa, is mutter. By Shutvis Akum there's no iser of Shvises Behemtoy. But if they made a Tanai that you work Shabbos, I'll work Sunday, it's osa al Tzchar Shabbos. Now let us think for 1 minute, according to this Mahalach, what if they didn't make a Tanai? There's no Upbach. We became Shutvim Behemah, the guy worked Shabbos, He works, the guy works Shabbos. Someday we're working together. There was no, there's been a day, can I get a day? So what should be the din according to this mahalach? It should be mutter. Then it should be mutter. The whole issa only here is al schar Shabbos. Now let's look at the lashon of mechaber. Vim lo hisnu mitchila osa af al pi shehisnu achaka. So it seems from the lashon of the mechaber, hisnu achaka should make it better. And the way that even though hisnu achakach, it's still osa. That means imloy hisnu, it's zicher osa. Ve'afal pi shehisnu, it's still osa. The way we are learning now, that's not true. If loy hisnu, it'll be mutter because there's no isa of shvisas behemtoi and there's no schar Shabbos. If it's hisnu, then it's osa. So the lashon of the mechaber is very difficult according to this pshat. So let us see now the next Mishnah Berurah. Afal pi shehisnu achakach. Zok the Mishnah Berurah miloshen ze mashma. That means even though it was hisnu achakach, it's still also. If it was loy hisnu, it's zicher also. That's how the loshen would seem. Miloshen ze mashma. The choshkein the imloy hisne klal the also. That's what it seems. Beveish Yosef mitzadid loyma da af im laacher shenishtat v'loy hisnu loyma toil ato elachil kim stam haschar kol ha-shevua b'shove d'shori. The Beveish Yosef wants to say no, im loy hisnu, they didn't make any conditions and the guy works on Shabbos and everything is equal and there's no cheshbonis, it's mutter. If the chilkin b'shove is taking it b'avlo, they're dividing everything equally. The isa the shvises behem toy svirelo the enkan. There's no isa shvises behem toy since they are shutvim. The ene yuda isa bal kochay b'shabes machmas chilke sheyeshloi. Va'ach the osa b'ze isa mitchilo kshenishtatev. To do such a thing, that means after you became a shutif, there's no issa of shvises behemte. What can I do? He's a shutif also, but you should never become a shutif in such an oifen. V'achd osa b'ze issa mitchilek shenishtatev, shoyu loy loche shiyashse bivheima moloche b'shabes, v'havu loy lahasnis mitchilek tulata, ain't shabbe b'esh yosef. So memele, so that's the shita's base in base Yosef. The shita's base Yosef is as follows: that if they did not make any tanai and they made up, they're going to divide the profits equally. The guy worked Shabbos and they're going to divide it equally. It's muta. It's also to make such a shutfis that you're putting yourself into a matziv that you're owning a behemoth that will have to work Shabbos. So it's also to make the shutfis. But after the shutfis is made, there's no issa whatsoever. According to this malach. Yeah. What?
So is that how we really learn out the machaber?
No. That's what the Beis Yosef says in Beis Yosef. Now let's go a little further. Omnam. Miloshen Hashulchan Aruch Mashma. That's if you learn Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef said like that. In Beis Yosef, he said that if loy hisnu, it's mutter, if it was done already, and hisnu, it's also al schar Shabbos. Omna Miloshen Hashulchan Aruch Mashma de leirotza lismech al zel amaise. He didn't want to hold like that. So in the lashon of mechaber beis ois that he holds by shutvis akum, there's an iser of shvises behemtoi, and that is a shitas harivo what the shasim brings down. So now in the lashon of mechaber, it would seem that the mechaber is saying as follows: the mechaber is saying imim lo hisnu mitchila osa, because the goy is working with my behemah on Shabbos. even though he's a shutev. They made up in the shutfis, you'll work Shabbos and I'll work Sunday, that still doesn't take off the issa of Shvises Behemtai. That's he says, Omnam Milshaina Shulchanoch Mashmed Delegotza Lismechazela Maise. Vida. Let's go back to the Beis Yosef that holds that Shutfis Akum, there's no Isar of Shvises Behemtoi. Ein lahate lechalik stam achakach. He said that if you divide it equally, it's mutter. Ela b'mokim hefsid godol. That gufe, to divide it equally, is only permitted b'mokim hefsed godol fidas haramol la'el b'reish mem hei sifalof b'ago mash magnavum d'yeshlis mechalze. In reish mem hei we hear the amachlekes the mechaber and the ramo, if you are allowed to divide the profits equally, if you're allowed to divide the profits equally, the Machabos he's not allowed to. The Ramah holds that's the Shitas HaRambam, and the Ramah holds that the Shitas HaRosh you're allowed to, and B'mokim Hefsed Merube you can be Seimech on the Ramah.
How much time did the guy elapse before you make it? How much is the
Wahaka? What?
How much is the Wahaka?
No, it means when they bought it, the Shutfim period, the Hisna was something else. The Hisna was they made a new upmach, that he's going to work Shabbos and Sunday. They didn't make the Hasna and the Shutfim. Yeah, not finished. So now we heard here a hadroche. If you become a shutuf with the goy, what one lechatchila should do, he should make that the shutfim for 5 days, it belongs to the goy on Shabbos, it belongs to the Yidan Sadi. That's what you should do. If you didn't do this, then either there's an issus only of Schar Shabbos, or there's an issus of Shvises Behemtai also. Now we are thinking of Eitzis, how to be matter Shvises Behemtai. Vim yalve oiso la'eni Yehudi balvo gemure sheirishus biyodoi lahoitzio im yirtze shaloi bershus Yisrael v'yiskoif hadomim al ha'eni Yehudi v'achayis hashvorim al ha'eni Yehudi muta. Now the Mechaber is saying now a new Eitzah, how to be matter that I have a behemoth and the guy can work with it on Shabbos. Now what is this Eitzah, what the Mechaber is speaking about? The Eitzah is as follows. I tell the guy, well, it's my behemoth, but I'm telling the guy as follows. If you want, you can take the behemoth for yourself completely. So it's like a halvo. That means if you want, you can take it. So it's a milveh. So pshat is, that means he has the right to take it for himself. What happens afterwards? He didn't take it for himself and he returned the behemoth to the yid. Fine. So since in the beginning, the condition was, if you want, you can take it for yourself. So this is, it's like the goy's behemah already. This already is like the goy's behemah. If he wants, he can take it for himself.
You
want to
have a
child of Marsayan? No, the Marsayan, he may ask some of these things. But I'll kaponim, that means, in Siv Dalet, we said, if the goy is mekabel achayis, so it's 2 days if it's mutar. So why? Because the goy can't sell it. So it's really the yids. But we just went a step further. But if we gave the goy the behemah is now worth $1,000. You owe me $1,000. The behemah is not worth $1,000. You owe me $1,000. If you want, you can do whatever you want to put the behemah. You pay me $1,000. If you decide to give me back the behemah afterwards, give me back the behemah also. So he was mekabel complete achayis, plus He has the right to do whatever he wants with the behemoth. So this condition gives him a din bailin. He's a balabos, it's his behemoth. It's his behemoth, and therefore there's no issa of Shvishas Shabbos, of Shvishas Behemtai. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'yiskayf adamim, haynu shesham oisa bedamim kefi mashi yachshav. I gave you a behemoth, and we shatzed up how much the behemoth is worth now, $1,000. Vim tisyake, if it'll become worth $1,200, oituzal, or it will be worth $800, yiya akil bishusai. That means if it's worth $1,200, you owe me $1,000. If it's you owe me $1,000, then you can keep the behemoth. If it's worth $800, you'll give me $200. I feel you return the behemoth. Vafil ahochi. Besides this, besides the achrayis of he owes him $1,000, whatever it'll be, the lahochi hisna gamken shirishus biyodei laitzia. If you want, you don't have to give me back the behemah. You can keep it for yourself. You just give me the $1,000. This virelei, this day in Shulchan Aruch kedasa yeshayimim hanal besiv dalit, the second yeshayimim, the bini she'en yudi yochel amocha, and if the goy can't sell it, it's not the goy's. So here we made a condition that halachically it's the goy's in Gansen. I go over to the goy and I tell the goy that you owe me. That was the time. Yal boisla and Yehudi babo kamul shirishus biyodei leitziyam yutzer shloi bishus yisrael. If he wants, he can does. V'yiskei v'adome yeni Yehudi v'chayis hashvama yeni Yehudi muta v'yesh chavov. That's the chavov is later. V'yesh matirim. Now others are matter, afilu loy yehei rishus biyad ha'eni Yehudi lohitziyom, a yedei sheyiskoif al hadomim al ha'eni Yehudi bimilve, viyachzer ha'eni Yehudi veyaseo apoiteki perish apoitei koi kloima lo yeilacha peroin elo mizel Yisrael. Now, others are matter, and we're going to explain two mahalchim in these others. Before we said, this is ichamuta. If I tell the goy, you owe me $1,000, and you can do whatever you want to behem, you turn back the behem later, and shalma yisrael. But that's considered the goy's behem. Now, there's a second day that holds, a fillah of the goy can't sell it. How did they do this? They made like this. They said that, listen, I'm lending it to you. You owe me $1,000. But fine. So theoretically, if I lend it to you, you can sell it. But we made one clause that you owe me $1,000. I want that the $1,000 should be paid up with this behemoth. So this is a clause in the halva. Right. That means the halva was for $1,000, and theoretically you lent $1,000. Theoretically you could sell it, but we made up that I want that the halva of $1,000 should be paid up with this payment. So now. Well, that's a tax, a poiteki. Poitekoi, I should be able to be goybe the $1,000 from the behemoth. So now, let's talk about when the behemoth is alive. So in this case, so there's a machloike, so here, others are matter. So now there's a machloikes, what pshat in these others? What is pshat in these others? So the Sha'aretzim brings down a machloikis achoinim. Others say, there's a Mishnah Lamelech that says, Amar Dikezach. The Behemoth in this day holds that in order to be Matash Vises Behemtoi, you need that it should be the Goyis completely. They should be able to sell it if he wants. Here, theoretically, you could sell it. It was lent to him. There was only a Zaitikit clause that I want, it should be paid up with the behemoth. So theoretically he can't sell it, but that's like that's a double tzdodi about mitzad his bailis. Theoretically you could sell it. So the Mishnah Melech says afilu according to the second day that says kabbalas achayis does not make him a din bailim, but here he will have a din bailim. And others learn that this day is only according to the first day that holds its muta om afilu you can't sell it. So the hatulim shan this yesh matirim. Yeah, lahaytzim al yedei b'milve umayri gam ken the mishtabur shehil ba'oisam len yehudi v'sham ba'oisam b'dama mechanal v'adamim zokef olav b'milve ela deba lahaysev da'avda yedei ze she'osa oisa in yehudi apoyte ke li Yisrael su ein le'reshus le'moche. So he lost the right to sell the behemoth. That is Yeshayim. We have two Malchim. Either it's going afilu according to the second day, because it's called theoretically he could sell it. It's only a Zaitik Miniyah that he can sell. Or it's going according to the first day. Or he made it an Apoitiki. Or Yahar Hanayim. Perish, what's the title? Yahar Hanayim. Perish Mashkin. Beloshin Yishmoel. Rahan. Etzloi. He said that it'll be a mashkin. So it's a mashkin and the choiv, so therefore you can't sell it. So these are two ways of preventing the goy to sell it, but it's a halva to the goy, but the behem is a mashkin and the halva. Ubelvad shelayoyma loyma achshav. But he shouldn't say that if you return it to me, it's mine from the beginning. That he shouldn't say, because the minute he says that, so then he was working with the Yid's behemoth. That means when you return it to me, it'll be mine, mikan lahabit. Now let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Yahar haneim etzloi perish. Af al pishi enichem biyad Yisrael amashkin. He's leaving it biyad Yisrael amashkin she yochel ipora mehem kshloyita in mois avurim. That means it's a mashkin by the Yid. That means there was a halva of $1,000. The behemah is a mashkin by the Yid, and the Yid holds it at night. By day he goes, the guy goes and works with it. And Shabbos also. It's still considered the guy's behemah. What does that mean? Hainu afilu im omaloi umloi etin lochamois lizman ployni. If I won't give you the money, yeshalcha, it'll be yours. So that means that was the apoitiki, that was the mashkin, that if I don't give you the money, it'll be then yours. Kivin deloy omaloi ma'achshav yeshalcha. Since he didn't say me'achshav loikonam ha'yisrael ma'freyek shleifrenayen yehudi. If he didn't say ma'achshav, so that means I borrowed it, it's in my achrayis, and if I don't give you the money and they pay you up at the bank, it will then become yours. Vein loyaleim ato rak shibud ba'almen. Thank you.